אתם עם SBS בעברית. סופיה פולגר is a chess grandmaster, an artist, and an illustrator. Together with her two sisters, they are all known as the Polgar sisters. There isn't probably a single chess player who hasn't heard of the Polgar sisters, Sofia, Judith, and Suzanne. Today I'm joined by Sofia Polgar. Shalom, Sofia.
Hello and shalom. Nice to be here.
And thank you so much for joining us today. Sofia, could you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yes, I'm Sofia Polgar, the middle sister of the Polgar sisters, Judith and Susan. All three of us are Hungarian-born Jewish chess champions. As a matter of fact, Judith is the best woman chess player ever.
Oh, wow.
I come from Hungary. I live in Israel for almost 30 years now. Here's where I raised a family. I'm an Olympic chess champion, and I'm an artist, as you have also said. Lots of big tournaments behind me. I'm not so competitive anymore, but I love chess and spreading the game in as many places as possible.
Nice. Where about do you live in Israel?
In Gan Etikva, it's near Tel Aviv.
Okay. Now, it seems statistically impossible that three sisters become chess grandmasters by coincidence. Is it possible to briefly explain the what's so-called secret?
Well, our story is quite special. As a matter of fact, even before we were born, my parents decided that we will become champions in something or the way my father says, you can raise a genius. That
okay.
is his philosophy about education. The children aren't born with special qualities, but they can be nurtured to become geniuses.
Okay.
So both my parents are teachers, and my father convinced my mom, even before we were born, that from a very early age, they will educate their children to specializing in something. They didn't know back then whether it's going to be chess or something else. But in the beginning, when my elder sister Susan was 4 years old, she was interested in chess and also in mathematics. And at some point later, the decision fell on chess because it's one of the most objective things. The better player wins. So my parents decided that this will be the way to show the world that that the geniuses can be nurtured and they're not just born.
Mm. Let me ask you now about the events of the 7th of October. They have affected a lot of people around the world. Could you tell us about the reaction among the chess community around the world?
I tell you about the first event we did sometime in November.
Mm-hmm.
So we did the first event we did for the hostages, actually specifically back then for the kidnapped children that were brutally taken to Gaza on October 7th. And shortly after our event, they were released. There were several articles in the chess community about the event. So there was a little bit of standing with the children for the humanitarian cause, for their release. But honestly, it's very disappointing around the world. For me, the biggest shock was really the universities in the U.S., the way they treated the event after October 7th. And I must say that also in the chess community, I was trying to reach out to other grandmasters to raise their voice, at least for the humanitarian cause of the hostages. And I didn't really get any positive answers. It really hurts.
Why do you think it's happening?
Why? Because chess players are the same as most people. They don't take, I mean, at least they don't take sides. My biggest problem is with people, with the media, with the influential people in universities and other places. My problem is when a Jewish woman is raped, or when Israelis are killed, or when I'm sitting, I myself as well, for more than a month, running to the shelter every day because our country is bombed. My problem is that I feel that it's always, okay, yeah, it must be tough, but what happens in Gaza is much worse. This is the kind of feeling we have that, you know, if it's not something Israel can be blamed for, or if it's just something horrific that happens to Jews or Israelis, it's no news, or it doesn't really deserve as much sympathy as tragical things that happen in other places.
You mentioned that your first event was before most of the children were released. And now, when most of them are back home, do you know if any of them is actually a chess player?
Yeah, I know at least of one boy. His name is Ohad. Thank God he was already released after 50-some days of being in hell. I know that he's a good tennis, and both tennis player, chess player, and very good with the Hungarian cube. So yeah, I felt really, really happy when I heard he was released. I'm sure. I mean, chess is such a popular game. I'm pretty sure a couple of more hostages mm-hmm. also play.
You've recently taken part in a chess event in Germany, which was aimed to raise awareness for the Israeli and other hostages in Gaza. Could you tell us more about this event?
It was a very emotional event organized by the Berlin Chess Federation and Chess for Solidarity, that is a group that's making solidarity events, online events, usually between all kinds of countries, Israel and also Arab countries. So it's really in the Chess Connect spirit. And it was an event that was hosted by one of the parliament members in Germany. Her name is Marlene Schönberger, in the German parliament, in the name of the German-Israeli friendship against antisemitism and for the solidarity of the hostages. And it was a very special event where myself and my sister Judith, who is really an icon in chess history, the two of us were in the middle of a circle, and on the other side, 40 chess players, German amateur players, were playing against us in the name of the hostages. The hostages cannot play, cannot do a lot of things. Unfortunately, being in those dark tunnels in Gaza, and it was a solidarity event where, in the name of the hostages, each of the players, with all the photographs of the hostages around the chessboard, we were playing the chess games.
Did any family members of the hostages join you to the trip to Germany?
Two of the family members were also present mm-hmm. and told us their personal stories. One of the family members, Alon Gat, he himself was abducted, and his wife and daughter were kidnapped. He somehow fell off the bike when on the way to Gaza, so he escaped, but he only saw his wife and daughter after 50 some days when they were released, and his sister Carmel is still being held hostage. So both him and the son of Moses was present. So I'm sure nobody will forget the birth of the families. And yeah, it was a very meaningful event.
What was the name of the event?
The name of the event was the missing player event.
Mm, right. Yeah.
Because of the hostages. Yeah, and I do hope there will be more, more celebrities, more sport people, intellectual and influential people from other countries. Because now after Judith, that someone at her caliber stood up for this cause, I really don't see why others shouldn't.
You were born in Hungary, and there was a lot of anti-Semitism in Hungary before and during the Holocaust. It seems that Hungary is more pro-Israel than most European countries. Is this true? And if so, can you explain it?
Yeah, it is true. Well, times change, and what is the... You know, the best example that you know, last week I was in the German Bundestag, you know, as a third generation of survivors of the Holocaust. And I was there with our German friends, who are one of the few supporters in the world of Israel. So times change, and it does give me a little bit of hope as well, that perhaps also in the Middle East, someday, rather than making wars, we'll just play chess over the board.
Mm. And chess is a wonderful game, and you played it almost everywhere around the world, even here in Australia. Do you still remember it here?
Well, I have absolutely beautiful memories from Australia. I used to play it on chess tournament in Melbourne and in Adelaide. Also on one of the world championships, junior world championships that I played once in Argentina, I remember there was a side event, and I was in a mixed group, a mixed team with an Australian boy called Nick, and we won a medal in ping pong, not in chess, okay, but in table tennis.
Nice.
So I would love to go again.
When was that?
Wow, that was in the 80s. I was a little girl. It was a long time ago.
Wow, long time ago, but you still remember something, so that's good. Sofia Polgár, a chess grandmaster, thank you so much for speaking to us today.
My pleasure. רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.